God is really raising up, God raising up a people that's going to really be strong. But whenever God is doing something, especially at the magnitude that God is doing it at, then the people have to really be aware that the enemy is trying every day to get us to turn back. And so one of the things that I have that has blessed me so is that in this school is that the apostle is really, when you start looking at these areas, I remember the first year I went to the school in 1994. That's when I graduated in 1994 from the school of ministry. And one of the things that that really got me the first time I came into his classroom, he was talking about holiness. He was talking about walking upright. And I said then, I said that this is the kind of school I want to be in, because I had already been in a school. I had been in a Bible college where the instructors were smoking. You know, they were taking smoke breaks, you know, between classes. And then one instructor said something like, there's no such thing as demons. I said, oh, I'm in the wrong school. You understand what I'm saying? So so I saw how they were carrying themselves, and how one of the head instructors, he and I were sitting down talking, and he had a cup he was drinking out of it. So I didn't know what was in the cup, but I stayed there and talked to him too long, and the cup got empty. And so he had to go to the source from where, you know, which he was filling the cup. And he pulled a little gin bottle right from behind the thing. And I said to myself then, I said that this is my last day of school here. But when I came and I walked in on this campus right here, and at that time, the apostle, when he was teaching about living right, and man, this is so important about living right, and it has carried me all this time, because one of the things that he said, and I was just a student at the school, but he said, y'all gonna live right. He said, I'm gonna break your legs. And so I believed him. And so, you know, praise God. But we're gonna see here that in this, because God is ready to say, it says here that the days of the manifestation of his power are also the days of temptation. Won't you see? The days of the manifestation of his power are also the days of temptation. Great temptation accompany mighty manifestations. I want you to get this. Now, when Samson came on the scene in Israel with unusual strength, a great temptation of immorality came too. You know, sometimes, you know, people think that they're going to tear up things, you know, that God's going to use them so mighty. But they have to understand that they really have to. And that's one of the things that the apostle is saying to us, that we really have to be mature, because if you're not mature, the first thing that's going to happen is, you know, you'll get the big head. And one of the things that's happening now in our time, now this is why this school is so important, is our, because many preachers are, they're becoming entertainers. And so if we're not careful, we'll be trying to ride that wave, and that's not what we're called for. Now, I'm reminded about Noah. Remember Noah? Noah, God had given Noah an assignment, and Noah had a sideline ministry. You know what his sideline ministry was? He became a husbandman. That's what the Bible says. He became a farmer. That was a sideline ministry. That's, God never called him to do that. And he fooled around and got intoxicated on his sideline ministry. And if you're not careful, you'll begin, God will call you to do one thing, and you'll become inebriated on your sideline ministry. You'll just become so full of yourself. And this is the thing that is really happening in the body of Christ. That's why it is so important for us to stay focused and realize that along with mighty manifestations come, amen, great temptations. So you got to understand that. You got to be ready. You have to be ready for that. Now, in Joel 2:2, it says, a great people and a strong, there had not been ever like the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations, a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. And the land is a garden of Eden before them, and behind them desolate wilderness. Yet nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is the appearance of horses. I want you to get it now. As horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top, talking about army, tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of flames, of fire that devour the stubble, as people, strong people set in battle array. So that kind of strength was depicted in Samson. Samson was a mighty man. The Bible talks about how Samson, how he whooped a whole army with the jawbone of an ass. So, and then it says here in Judges 16 chapter verse 3, it reads, and Samson lay till midnight. I want you to see this now. Here's Samson. He's this strong man. God has given him this supernatural strength. But any time God endow you with a special anointing, there's always, the enemy's always preparing. There's a great temptation that he's going to try to use to get you to walk in immorality so that he can cut the power flow off your life. So you won't be as effective as you're supposed to be. Now he was the strength. We're going to see he is the strength of Israel, but he became the toy of the heathen. You understand? He represented Israel's strength, but because of immorality that he got involved in, he wound up not fulfilling what God had called him to do. Now, so it says, and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts, look how strong he was, and went away with them, bar and all. And put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. But all that strength was devoured by the trap of immorality. Then the 16th chapter here in the 18, it says, a lot of scripture here. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he had showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistine came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep up on her knees, and she called for a man. Now he goes, strong man, a man who God had called to do great exploits. But now Satan has sent Delilah, and now he is this strong man. He is really being... This weak woman is really about to expose him. Oh, God, help me here. It reminds me of a pastor. He was telling me about this situation. His wife had went out of town, you know, and God was using this man mightily. His wife went out of town. He told his church, he said, well, my wife is going out of town, and, you know, I'm going to have to cook for myself. You know, he just said that kind of thing over the pulpit. And so one of the ladies from his congregation wound up passing by his house. And so she conveniently stopped in front of his house and told him that, went knocked on the door and told him that she needed to use the phone. And so he told her to come on in. Now the wife is not home. And she went inside the house, and he said before he knew anything, you know, the lady had got out of her clothes and that kind of thing and stuff. And then after he had laid with her, she got up, she said, I thought you were anointed. That's what the enemy he's after. He don't care nothing about, you know, you so anointed, but he want to stop you. So that's one of the things that in this trap of immorality, you're going to have to live holy. I said, you got to live holy. It's a must that you live holy. You understand what I'm saying? I say it's a must that you live holy. There's some places you can't go. There's some people you cannot hang with. You understand what I'm saying? And so you have to be real in this season of your life. You have to be real cautious. You got to be careful because there's a wave and look like everybody's riding it. But you're going to have to know, because the Bible talks about a road called holiness. And this road called holiness, how many of you know, you don't see many people traveling on it. But you have to be one that has made up your mind that I'm going to travel this. See, that's one of the things that the school is going to put in you. You're not just going to go out here, but you're going to represent God right. You're going to represent God correctly. You with me? You're going to represent God because if we're going to do the exploit that God has called us to do, we are really going to have to, man, we're going to have to get out of this flesh, all this. When we see all this stuff that's going on in Christendom, we're going to have to stand and know that we're going to follow God. I'm not going to be pulled off. No way, no how. Nothing nobody going to be able to do to stop me from going after God. That's why you got to, the apostle say you got to remain hungry and thirsty. Got to remain, got to keep that hunger and thirst. If you lose your hunger and thirst, amen, the enemy is going to find something to entertain you with, because ministry is becoming fast, it's fastly becoming an entertainment. And instead of, we are supposed to be containers instead of entertainers. And so, holiness, we're going to have to make sure that we're walking upright before God. So, it says, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke up out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. He thought he was. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. So we in the days of that great strength of the church. So it says the Lord is sending the rod of his strength now. And the Delilahs are all over. And the Jezebels are all over. So we must be on our guards. Now, we're talking about Delilahs and Jezebel. They're not talking about women. They're talking about men too. They're talking about a spirit. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to be careful. Ladies, you understand? You have to be careful. You don't allow men to just play with you any kind of way. You got to keep the dignity of the ministry. I'm called. One of the things that I've seen is a lot of times when ladies are waiting on God for a mate and that kind of thing and stuff, and sometimes they get impatient, and then the enemy will shoot somebody who come to say, the Lord sent me to you. You better be careful when they come to you talking about the Lord sent me to you. If the Lord hadn't talked to you about it, you better let them go on about their business. Don't become desperate. There's a lot of desperate people who are just accepting somebody because they look at the time clock and say, time run out. I got to go ahead on and get somebody. No, God has somebody tailor-made for you. Tailor-made already. He already knows. Amen. So he may have some choice. He may have 1, 2, 3. He said, okay, now you make the choice, because he's not going to make the choice for you. All right, let's go back to this. We're in the days of strength of God in Zion. And we must see to it that the devil does not cast us down. See, that's why I can't follow somebody who says, well, y'all, we all fall down, but we get up, that sort of thing. No. The Bible say in 2 Peter 1:10, the Bible talks about us not falling. So if the Bible say that, why I can't be on the side where the not falling is at instead of on the side where they fall and get up? You understand what I'm saying? So we have to make it up in our mind, man. And the more we are hungry and thirsting for God. See, just like David. David was in a place that David was really supposed to have been with the army. He was supposed to be with the army. And David found himself in a place he shouldn't have been. If he had been taking care of business the way he's supposed to have been, then he never would have been in the place he was at home watching Delilah take a bath. The enemy set it up for him. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be in the right place. You got to be where you're supposed to be, where God sent you at. That's why you can't be fooling around. Sometimes, oh, God, help me here. Sometimes they got all these meetings, all these conferences here, there, and there, and people trying to run to all these places. Man, come on. If God called you to follow somebody, this just me. You understand? This just me. I can't follow all these people. I can't follow all these folks. You understand? You'll be so confused. This one over here, you understand? Talking about, you know, we need to get more, you know, in the entertainment. The one over here. Come on. Y'all with me? How about us just doing what God called us to do instead of trying to be superstars and just be who God called us to be? If God, watch this. I had a preacher told me that I was supposed to follow him. And I said, no, I follow Dr. Thompson. He said, well, I can get you known around the country, and I can get you some doors open here, and I can get you some doors. I said, sir, if the Lord don't open them, I will not go through them, because I'm already following who I'm supposed to. See, you got to be careful when people are trying to offer you. You understand what I'm saying? Trying to make you feel like, hey, I can get you known. Wait a minute. What's the purpose? What's your motive for getting known? It's for. You understand? You need to make sure God know you. And you need to know, make sure you know God. You understand what I'm saying? But all this other old hoopla, man, we got to get, that's where maturity comes in. We got to get a grips on going after God and not trying to follow all this stuff, man. That's where holiness come in at. So say to yourself, I'm going to walk this holy journey. I'm going to walk it. It's a possible adventure, and others have gone on and triumphed. So I know that living a holy life is possible. So can't nobody tell me that it's not. Can't nobody tell me, so-and-so, you know, this happened to them, or this happened. Well, I mean, wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to follow God. I ain't following all these folk. I don't care what they're doing over here and what they're doing. That's why you got to stay focused. That's why you can't. See, you're going to learn some things in this school, and they're going to be some folk. You just going to really just have to cut loose. That's just the bottom line. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 2, it says, ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameable we behave ourselves among you that believe. Now, the Apostle Paul, I'm talking about, you know, how they behaved themselves. They didn't go around. They weren't homemongers. They weren't manipulators and that sort of thing and stuff. But they had a certain behavior that they had. You with me? Amen. So that the people, see, I want to follow somebody who not only preaching something, but living it. Amen. Hallelujah. I want all this. Glory to God. So you need a testimony of holiness, a testimony of victory over corruption and filthiness. When you get close to the holy God, you will see how much you need to enhance your holiness in God. I mean, the closer you get to God, the more you begin to see your flaws. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. The closer you get to God, the more God will talk to you about you. The closer you get to God, the more you'll stop worrying about judging other folk. Because you got too much work to do on yourself. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Samson, he was a one-man army. And kingdoms feared his person. He could penetrate anywhere. He broke chains as though they were threads. In the 15th chapter there, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax and as that was burned with fire, and his bands were loose from off his hands. He would uproot the gates and carry them along with the poles and climb mountains. Well, he was strong. That time, no razor had touched his head. His covenant was still with God, was still intact. Hallelujah. So he was still Before, see, one thing, if God give you, God gave him a word, God told him not to go and mess around and those with those other, with these strange women and that sort of thing and stuff. But he had, that was his weakness. How many of you know, you got to make sure, another thing that Apostle been teaching about is the five doors to the soul. Man, once you get a hold of that and start making sure that the word of God is really in control of all those areas, I'm telling you, it's a strength that you find. It's an ability that it's a grace. That's it. Because grace is nothing but God's ability. God give you his ability to be able to please him. God give you the power to please him. That's what grace is. He give you the power to please him because you can't please him on your own. But I can do it with the grace of God. So that's why I'm not buying into this stuff. I'm not buying into this when folk try to make you feel like, you know, well, you're going to fall sometime. You know, and they sung that old song, "We fall down, but we get up." Man, I said, I'm not listening to that. I am not listening to that. I'm not listening to that. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want people in my church choir. I don't want them singing that. You ain't doing but giving people faith to fall. Yeah, we fall down and we get. I mean, we ain't falling down. The Bible talks about God's hand being upon you and the wicked one touching you not. You're a child of God, and when you love God with all your heart, are you with me? When you love God with all your heart, man, that's just a supernatural strength that just come upon you. But you got to always be aware. You got to always be aware that the enemy is somewhere lurking, somewhere trying to set a trap for you. That's why you got to have the wisdom of God to go along with it. Hallelujah. Now, in Proverbs 7:9, it says, "In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with an attire as a harlot and subtle of heart. She was loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impotent face said unto him, I have peace offering with me. This day I have paid my vows." So Satan vowed through that woman to cast the man down. So the man also has to vow to God to destroy the plan of Satan. How many know it's our responsibility? We've got to vow to God. God, Lord, look, with your help, I can't do it on my own, but with your help. And see, that's why you got to always be, you know how folk, how some folk, they're always in folk face. You got to always be in God's face. Always. Every time you look around, you got to be in God's face. God, I need some more strength. I need, in order to be able to do what you're calling me to do, I need to be able to walk in this holiness. Because watch this. The holiness, walking in the holiness is really the power booster. That's why the power, the booster is in walking in holiness. See, because God's not going to use folk who crooked, who just not living right, man. You know, if there's anything I can tell you is that if you're gonna follow God, live right. Don't do anything to bring a reproach against the name of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? And one of the ways that is just being careful about who around you. So Samson, the strength of Israel, was slain on the lap of Delilah. The treasure of the earth became a toy for the heathen. As an ox goes before the slaughter, and as a bird to its slayer, not knowing it was for life, so was the strength of Israel trapped by immortality. And his destiny, and the destiny of the nation that he represented, dashed on the rocks. Oh my God. Man, this is the thing that I am so... I think where my time at? Oh, that's me? That's my time right there? All right. Praise God. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perish? The Bible talks about in 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now this is something that has always gotten my attention. When he talks about Satan is as a roaring lion, he say walking about seeking who he can devour. Now watch this. Now, if he's seeking, that means that he can't devour everybody. If he's got to seek, if he's got to look for somebody. So he's looking for somebody who's not walking in holiness and that sort of thing. He's seeking. He's seeking folk that's playing games. My prayer is, the apostle prayer in this school is that, man, we come here for business, not to play games. Hallelujah. Not to play games. My goodness. The church of super wisdom. Okay. Talked about strength in a few minutes ago. Now it's talking about super wisdom. Here in Ephesians 3, verse 8, it says, "Under me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heaven, heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." So Solomon, he was the embodiment of manifold wisdom in the Old Testament. In 2 Chronicles, that he said, "Wisdom and knowledge are granted unto thee, and I give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there be any after thee have the like." So, but this wisdom was covenanted by madness through immorality. Now, you know, Solomon was a wise man, but see, watch this. See, whenever God has really called you to do something, the enemy really targets you. I say he really targets you. He really targets you. So that's why, you know, you have to put yourself in a position where at every corner, you watching out for anything that he could try to bring against you. That's why it's good to live upright. It's good to deal with people upright. It's good to love folk. No matter how, you're going to always have opposition. You're going to always have people who are going to come against you, going to say things about you. But you have to come to a place where it really doesn't matter. Because what I'm called to do for God is greater than all this. And I know that this is just some of the things that the enemy is trying to use to really sidetrack me. But it's not working. It's not working. And you have to make the declaration, you understand, that I am going to fulfill what God has called me to do. And I'm going to walk in holiness no matter, I don't care who else not. And you know what? When you know folk, this is one of the things. People say, well, you have to love everybody. Okay, all right, I'm good with that. But I don't have to hang with everybody I love, you understand? No, I don't have to hang around folk just because, you understand what I'm saying? So you have to know that, and there's a whole lot of folk, you know, there's a whole lot of, in today's time, there's a lot of people that's got wisdom. And sometimes, so you can get thrown off because you can hear a person, you know, speaking, and they speak with so much elegance and they have so much wisdom in what they're saying. But what's behind that? Is there holiness behind that lifestyle? Or is there Satan and manipulation behind that? See, whenever the wisdom that Solomon had, Samson had a problem. It was with the ladies. Now here's Solomon got a problem. Now if he got all that wisdom, he should have knew that all this stuff that he was doing was gonna get him out of God's grace. He should have known that. I mean, a wise man. But just because you have wisdom, you better make sure that it's coupled with holiness. Ooh, my God, I got to say that again. I see, you better make sure it's coupled with holiness. I got another minute. 1 Kings 3 testifies concerning Solomon, saying Solomon loved the Lord. You see that? He loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. But then in chapter 11, there it says, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moab, Ammonites, the Edomites, the Sidonians, and the Hittites. I mean, he just loved the strange women. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why whenever there's a call and stuff in your life, there's some things. The old people used to say something like this here. Make sure your sins find you out. Or make sure that thing that's in your life that's not like God, you better do something with it. Because if you don't expose it and you don't deal with it, it's going to expose and deal with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. That's it. Just finish reading that. We'll see if we can't finish that first chapter next week. So read that and we'll continue next week. Yeah? Good. Okay. All right. Is there a role?
You all will join the first year students upstairs in classroom A. Those that are watching by internet, go back to your portal and you should see your last class for the night, which is prayer. That'll be ready for us in about another 5 minutes. We'll be live. Thank you so much.